Praise God. Psalm 122. Are you going to help me preach tonight? Amen. I can preach without the amens, but boy, it sure is a blessing when the amens come. Amen. So help us out tonight. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? I said, isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Oh, I believe in the house of God is where God wants to meet needs. I believe in the house of God is where God wants to change lives. I believe in the house of God is where God wants to work miracles. I believe in the house of the Lord is where hearts and lives are changed. Where we're drawn closer to Him. Miracles take place in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're glad to be in the house of the Lord, let's lift our hands one more time. Let's praise God for what God's going to do even tonight in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we believe in you tonight, God. Send your kind of anointing that makes it easy to preach here tonight. I pray, God, send the anointing of the Holy Ghost that touches every heart and every life. Move in our hearts, touch us tonight. Move in this altar service. We're believing it to happen in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Praise God, praise God. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. Hallelujah. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. I'm not exactly talking about tonight as far as exactly just a church building tonight, but I'm talking about coming into the presence of the Lord. I'm talking about coming into the place where God lives. I'm coming to the place where God dwells. I'm talking about a place as Jacob. The Bible says that Jacob in Genesis chapter number 28 and verse number 16, the Bible says that Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, how dreadful is this place? How dreadful is this place? And I knew it. I'm sorry. Verse number 16. I'm trying to read here and I'm getting all mixed up here. And Jacob awake out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Amen. Here was Jacob was not in a church building. He was not in a temple as such. He was not in the tabernacle as such. Matter of fact, Jacob was out in a place. Amen. Matter of fact, was used as a stone for a pillar. And here it was that he had an encounter with God. Here it was that God said, hey, Jacob, I'm here to touch you. I'm here to do a work in your life. And you know the story about how he saw the heavens open and the angels of God ascending and descending up into heaven. And he said, this is none other than the house of God. What was it? It was because he had an encounter with God. God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you know that sometimes we come into the church building, but we never come into the house of God? Come on now. So I'm not just preaching about coming to the church building. Even though this is a set-aside place to meet God. This is a set-aside place to get along with God. Matter of fact, if I ask how many of you got saved in a church building as such, probably most of us here got saved in a church house somewhere. But you know why you got saved in the church house? Because you didn't come just to the church building, but you came into the house of God. And there you met God. And God touched you. And God blessed you. Hallelujah. I want to preach to you tonight. Oh, it's in the house. I said it's in the house. I don't know what your need may be. I have a feeling that there's some here tonight in this service. You have some needs in your heart. You have some needs in your life. I want to tell you what. Hey, your needs can be met in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. I've been in some services. Oh, my. And I tell you, in that service, somebody left and said, boy, just wasn't a whole lot going on tonight. Boy, the preacher sure didn't have much tonight. And in that same service, Brother Johnston, somebody else left that service, and I've heard it before. The same service, somebody else left and said, "My, oh my. Boy, how we got a touch from God tonight. Boy, how I sure got blessed. Boy, how I got a touch from the Lord." You know what the difference was? Somebody came to the church house and somebody else came into the house of God. I want to tell you, if you have a need tonight, if you want something from God, can we come into the house of God? I said, David said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go, not just to the church building, but let us go to the house of the Lord." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's been times I've came into the house of God kneeling beside my bed. Huh? There's been times I've came into the house of God driving down the road. Because you know what makes it God's house? Because God's there. I said, that's where God is. That's where God lives. That's where God dwells. Won't you come on and go with me? And let's come to the house of God. I said, what you have need of? If you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I said, it's in the house. If you need a touch from God, and if you need a healing, I said, it's in the house. If you need to be saved tonight, I said, it's in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter number 11, verse number 1. I want you to look at the story here. The Bible says, "And when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal. But Jehoshaphat, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the king's sons, which were slain. And they hid him, even him and his nurse, in the bedchamber from Athaliah, so that he was not slain. And he was hid with her." Who was he hid at? "In the house of the Lord 6 years. And Athaliah did reign over Israel." I want to tell you what's taking place here in this story here tonight. Amen. Here was Ahaziah, which was king over Israel. Ahaziah had died. After Ahaziah had died, his mother Athaliah, she decided, "I want to be king over Israel. I want to reign over the land." And here was Athaliah. She set out. She says, "I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to destroy all of the king's sons so that I can be ruler, so that I can be king over Israel." Because it was God's plan and it was ordained of God that the king's sons was to reign in the stead of their father. That was the plan that God had set up. That's what God had said. But here this wicked woman, Athaliah, met the matter of fact, Athaliah is known as being one of the most wicked women in the Bible. Matter of fact, her wickedness probably even surpasses the wickedness of Jezebel. Oh my, a wicked woman this Athaliah was. I want you to understand how wicked this woman was. This was not just only, she was not only just destroying the king's sons, but she was destroying her own grandchildren. Come on now. Boy, you know how grandmas are. At least I know how my kids' grandmas are. You know, I don't know, when I was growing up, my mom and dad was really tight and really strict on us three fellas. I mean, we walked the chalk. But I went down to my house, to my mom's house. My mom was babysitting, or not babysitting exactly, just to... I'd keep in my boy and my girl, James and Jerusha. And I went in there in my mom's bedroom where my kids was, and my kids was jumping on the bed. Matter of fact, not only was they jumping on the bed, but it was standing on her dresser and jumping from her dresser onto her bed. I mean, my kids know better than that. And not only that, but my mom was in there and was helping him up on the dresser. And when I came in, my mom, my boy, and my girls looked like, oh no, we're in trouble. As a matter of fact, my mom told me, she said, my boy told her, she said, let's don't tell daddy about this. And I was like, mom, what are you doing? And she's like, what's wrong? They're just having fun. I was like, boy, I wish you'd have felt that way when I was growing up. But you know what? She's a grandma. That's the way grandmas are supposed to be. I mean, that's just about the way all grandmas that I know of are pretty much that way. They think their grandchildren can do no wrong. Oh my. I seen a paddle one time. It said grandma's paddle and had a big old cushion on it, you know. I mean, it's just a known fact. Grandmothers, they just have an unexplainable love for their grandchildren. And here it was, this Athaliah was setting out to destroy and to kill her own grandchildren. My, how wicked can you be? I mean, this is not even natural for this woman at the lie of this grandmother to be this way. I mean, she did not even have natural affection. Oh, she was a wicked woman that was going. I can see at the lie she has sword in hand. She's going to destroy her grandchildren. I can see at the lie she has the sword. She's strapping it up. Oh, my, at the lie he's strapping up the sword. I can see at the lie. She goes in the front door of the palace. Oh my, the palace one time, a happy time. The palace one time, a time of glee and a time of cheer. But now screams are being heard in the palace because Athaliah is on the rampage. Athaliah is destroying. Athaliah is slaying. She's swinging that sword and she's destroying all the royal seed. She's destroying. Oh my. Oh my, what a terrible time that it is. But while Athaliah was going in the front door, there was a lady named Jehosheba. Athaliah was going in the front door, Jehosheba's going in the back door. She sneaks in that back door. Oh my. Oh my. She hears the screams. She hears the children being destroyed. She says, I've got to save one. I've got to save one. She goes into a little baby's room. It's Joash's room. She sees little baby Joash over in the baby crib. She runs over there. She grabs Joash up. And the Bible says that she takes him. And the Bible says she runs as hard as she can. And where does the Bible say she takes him to? The Bible says she takes him and hides him in the house of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I said she hides him in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. I said in the house. I'm preaching on it's in the house. I said in the house of the Lord. It's a place of protection. Have you ever been there before? When you're on the job. Did you know there's an Athaliah out there? The Bible says he goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He says your adversary, the devil, cometh but for to kill, steal, and to destroy. I said the devil has one thought in mind for me and you. And that is the devil wants to destroy me and you. I said that the devil wants to destroy us. I said the devil wants to destroy us. I said the devil wants to destroy you. Boy, you ever been on the job? Boy, you can feel the powers of the devil working on your life. Throughout the whole week, you can feel the powers of the devil. And finally, Sunday morning gets here. And you come into the house of God. Hallelujah. I said you come into the house of the Lord. Not just the church house, but you come into the house of God. I said in the house of God, I said there's a place of protection. I said a place of safety is in the house of God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I said in the house of God, there's a place of protection. Boy, I remember when I was growing up, my dad would tell me to go out and get something outside, and it'd be dark. And I was young boy. He'd tell me to take the trash out or something like that. It seemed like the trash can was as far from the house as you could get. And he'd tell you to take the trash out. And boy, you'd go out there and it'd be dark. You throw that trash in the trash can, and you start walking back, and all of a sudden, you didn't see him, but you felt somebody there. How many knows what I'm talking about? Anybody else been there before? And boy, you start walking back to the house, and I mean, the closer you get, the closer he gets. And by the time you almost get to the house, you can feel him breathing down your neck. How many knows what I'm talking about, huh? Yeah. And boy, you start off walking fast, and by the time you get to the house, you're running. And then you get to the house, open the door, shut the door behind you, and everything's all right. Hallelujah. One thing, and that is, I looked and I seen my father there. As long as the father's in the house, you know everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Let me say this tonight, if you're here and you're not saved and you don't know the Lord. I said, hey, it's time for you to get back to the house of God. If you're away from the house of God and you don't know Jesus Christ, you're scared, you're running crazy, you're running here and running there. I said, it's time to get back to the house. I said, it's time to get back to the house. Hallelujah. I said, it's a place of safety in the house of God. Doesn't the Bible say this? In Psalms 91, amen, the Bible says, oh, I'm forgetting it now, brother. Hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and He is my fortress. He's my place of protection. In Him will I trust. I said it's good to have a place of safety. I said it's good to have a place of safety. And it's in the house of God. Hallelujah. Boy, this world is running crazy. You know it? They're running here, running here, there, doing this and doing that. Because you know why? They're scared to death. Come on now. Do you know what they need? They need to be brought to the house of God. Hallelujah. A church, isn't it good in times like these? Isn't it good to have a place of safety that we can run to? And that place of safety is in the Lord. I said that place of safety is in God. I said a place of safety is in the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I said there's protection in the house. I got to hurry. It's a place of protection. How many remembers that man? How many remembers that young boy, rather? That was there. He's known as the prodigal son. As long as he was in the father's house, he had everything that he wanted. Huh? He had everything that he wanted. I mean, had clothes, food, anything that he wanted, he had it. The father provided it for him. But then he said, I will take which belongs to me, and I will leave the father's house. And when he left the house, he got away from the father. And the Bible says that he spent all that he had, and he wasted it. And then the Bible says that he went so far down that the Bible says he found himself in the pig pen. Eating of that which the pigs did eat. But then he came to himself. And he said, I will go to my father. I will go back to the house. And I will say, I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Just make me a hired servant. I'm not worthy of all these things. Amen. As he was there in the pig pen, he got to thinking about it. He said, even the servants. I mean, even the servants have food to eat. Even the servants have clothes to wear. I mean, even the servants have a roof above their head. But here I perish with hunger. That's because he was away from the house. But you remember when he came to himself, he started back to the father's house. And you know the story. Henry got almost there. The father saw him and he came running to him. And the old prodigal son, he started on his big long story about how he's no more worthy to be called that son. Just make me a hired servant. The father interrupted him and said, Hey, go kill the fatted calf. Hey, go put him in, go bring a robe. And let's put on him. Go get a ring and put on his hand. For this my son was dead and is alive forevermore. Hallelujah. I sit in the Father's house. I sit in the house. It's a place of provision. I sit in the high Father's house, in the house of the Lord. It's a place of provision. Wow! Hallelujah. I said, it's good to come into the house of God. Man, and pull up at the banqueting table. Hallelujah. A feast of that heavenly manna that only God can give. Matter of fact, tonight already, we feasted off of the blessings of God. I said, it's good to feast of that heavenly manna that comes from God tonight. I said, it's all in the house of God. I said, in the Father's house, in the house of the Lord, it's a place of protection. And it's a place of provision. Doesn't the Bible say, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Justin, when I look back over my life, a day I got saved when I was 6 years old. As I look back over my life and I see all the things that God's provided for me, I said, it's good to be in the Father's house. I said, it's good to be in the Father's house. It's good to be in the house of the Lord when I see what all God has blessed me with. Hallelujah. Me and my wife, we went and got a fella, picked him up, got him out of jail, lived a life of sin. We picked him up there. Boy, he didn't have any clothes to wear except what he wore into the jailhouse. No shoes, what he wore into the jailhouse. Wasted it all. See, that's what you get when you get away from the Father's house. That's what you get when you get away from the house of the Lord. I'm talking about the presence of God. Amen. But I tell you what. Boy, I tell you what. When I look at what God's blessed me with. I tell you, Brother Justin, I open my closet. Some of the biggest problems we have. I know is we need bigger closets. Come on now. Yeah. Don't have enough room to put all the shoes we have. Come on. Don't have enough room in the closet to put all the clothes that we wear. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You know what? I said it's good to be saved. I said it's good to be born again. I believe God supplies spiritual blessings. But I also believe that God supplies, amen, the material blessings. Oh yes, I do. How did I say? said, I believe God even supplies. And He blesses those that dwell in the house of God. He blesses those with material blessings. When I look and see what God's blessed me with, I said, it's good to be in the house of God. I said, it's good to be in the house of God. I said, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 In the house of the Lord, it's a place of provision. Acts chapter number 2, most of us know this scripture. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Hallelujah. Even over in the previous chapter, in Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8, He says, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You know what I would like to happen in the house of the Lord tonight? I would like for the power of God, amen, to come down in this place and sit upon every one of us. I said, in the house of God, it's a place of power. Boy, I tell you what, Brother Justin, I've seen it and you have too. Matter of fact, probably everybody here. I've been in some services, Brother Justin, where the power of God was so mighty. The power of God was so real. I literally thought the place was going to come apart. Oh yeah. I want to tell you, in the house of God, in the place where God is, it's a place of power. I said, it's a place of power. I said, it's a place of power. I tell you, I want the power of God to touch us tonight, don't you? How many wants the power of God to touch your life tonight? I said, in the house of God, it's a place of power. Boy, there's nothing better in all the world than to come into the house of God and feel the power of God. I said, feel the power of God. There's nothing like feeling the power of the Holy Ghost. There's nothing like feeling the power of God. Matter of fact, even this morning I've heard from testimonies. You know what it was? It was the power of God in this place. I said, it was the power of God in this place this morning. Oh yeah. You know what? I feel the power of God here even right now. I said, I feel the power of God here right now. And the power of God is here, and He's wanting to do something tonight in this service. I said, the power of God wants to do something tonight in this service. I said, it's a place of protection. It's a place of provision. And it's a place of power in the house of the Lord. Won't you come with me? Let's just don't sit on the outside, but come on in the house. And let's enjoy the protection. Come on in the house tonight. And let's let God provide for us. Come on in the house tonight. And let's enjoy the power of God. Let God endow you with power from on high. Luke chapter number 14. I want you to look at this here. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor, the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto his servants, I want you to look at this, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house, that my house may be filled. Hallelujah. Did you know that there's a world right outside these doors that's halt? There's a world right outside these doors that's blinded by the powers of the devil. Did you know the Bible says the God of this world has blinded the eyes of men so that they cannot see? I said there's a world that's blinded by the powers of Satan. God help us to never come to the place that we go outside the church doors and we look at the sinner on the street that's blinded by the powers of the devil, that's lame because of sin, that's halt because of sin. Help us to never go outside the church doors and see those people and snort our nose and say, boy, look how terrible they are. Because the Bible says, for you and I said the Bible says for you and I to go out in the highways and the hedges and go and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Did you know God wants to fill this house tonight? I said God wants to fill this house, and He wants you to go and do it. He wants this house to be filled with the blind and the lame. I said He wants this house to be filled tonight. I want somebody to help me real quick. Brother Evangelist, go back to the back door. Yes, sir. Go back there and help me just a minute. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother, go back there and help me. Hallelujah. I said, there's a world out there that's blinded by the devil. They're looking for hope. They're looking for something to satisfy that longing. Come on. Oh yeah. You know what? I really do believe that there are people outside these church doors. And not just these doors, outside my church doors, at my home church. Not just here, but back at home, outside my church doors. But you know what? They really don't want to be like they are. But they're blinded by the devil. Brother, I want you to just walk down this aisle and just kind of like you can't see. Just kind of like you're feeling your way along. Oh God, here's a man that's blinded. He's blinded. Just kind of slow, brother. Not real fast. He cannot see. He's trying to find something. And he's trying to find his way to the house. But you know what? Just stop right there, brother. But you know what? He'll never make it unless somebody goes and gets him. I said he'll never make it unless somebody goes and gets him. He's blinded. He's trying to find his way to the house. He's trying to find his way to hope. He's trying to find his way to satisfaction. He's trying to find his way to healing. He's trying to find his way to help. But oh my, there will never be help unless somebody goes and gets him and brings him to the house of the Lord. Oh my, I feel the Holy Ghost here right now. I want to tell you tonight, AA won't do it. The 12-step plan won't do it. But can I tell you, one step to the altar. I said one step to the altar. Hallelujah. We'll touch the old blinded eyes and make them see. Hallelujah. Church, let me preach to you a minute. There is a world that's blinded. Just like this guy is. Oh my, he's blinded. He can't see. He's hopeless. Somebody needs to go get him. I said somebody needs to go get him and get him to the house. Somebody needs to go get him and get him to the house. And you know what? This is pretty much the way we do spiritually. The Bible and God has commanded us, go out and get them and bring them in. Come on now. That my house may be filled. And we sit there and we look and say, boy, they look bad. They look terrible. Did you see all the tattoos that that fella had? Did you see that hairdo? Come on now. Did you see all the piercings that guy had? We look and we say, boy, he's blinded. He's rough. And we just kind of look around. But you know what? Most of the time, Brother Johnson, all the tattoos are saying, I need help. I need somebody to show me some attention. All the body piercing, I know some of it's because they're demon possessed, but a lot of times it's because they need somebody to say, hey, I care about you, and I'm here to help you. Come on, help me now. I wish somebody right now would grab this fella by the hand and bring him up here to the front. Bring him into the house of God so that he could get his needs met. I said, come on, somebody help me. Let's get him to the house. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And can I preach to you and tell you that when we get to the blind, to the house of God, I said when we get the blind to the house of God, not only there's protection in the house, not only is there provision in the house, not only is there power to heal in the house, but can I tell you, the physician's in the house. I said the physician's in the house. I said the physician's in the house. Woo! I said the physician's in the house. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. And when the physician's in the house, the physician can touch those old blinded eyes. Hallelujah. And make them see.
I can see. I can see.
Just run back and forth across this thing. I said the physician's in the house. I said the physician's in the house. And the physician's here to touch the blinded and make them see. Did you know there's people right outside these doors that they're lame? The more they try to pick themselves up by their own bootstraps, the further down they go. They're lame. They're spiritually lame. Brother, just come down this aisle and like you can hardly walk very well. Oh God, do you know that there's somebody that's lame right outside these doors? They need somebody to go get them and bring them to the house. I said somebody needs to go get them and bring them to the house. They can't get up by their own self. They can't help themselves. They can't get along by themselves. They can't walk by themselves. Somebody's got to go get them. Just a second. But you know what? Let me just say this. Brother Johnston, I do believe it's the days of knocking doors and a family of six standing there. No problems. Just looking for a good church to go to. Those days are over. Will you knock some doors? The doors open up. Yeah. Problems. But I want to tell you something. You can't solve. And this preacher can't solve. And as great of a man as this brother is, as great as a pastor as he is, the good counseling will not do it. But can I tell you, we can bring him to the church building and not a whole lot happen. But when we bring them to the house of God, you know what makes this the house of God? When God shows up. When we bring them to the house of God, God specializes in things that are impossible with man. But my Bible says that there is nothing
that is impossible with my God. I said, my God can do anything but fail. I said, my God can do anything but fail. Hallelujah.
Sister, my God specializes in your problems. Sister, my God specializes in your problems. Sister, my God specializes in your problems. There is no need that is too big for my God. I said there is nothing that is too big for my God. Hallelujah. But there are some people that are in such bad shape that, you know what? One person can't do it. I want to tell you, we just can't grab my other hand and say, come on, go with me. Sometimes there's people that have to be carried. They're so lame, they have to be carried. Brother Johnston, you've been in this thing a long time. There's people you've carried for a while, haven't you? Because they're in such bad shape. I wish somebody would come and help this brother to carry this man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we get him to the house of God, when we get him to the house of God, I said the physician's in the house. I said the physician's in the house. Woo! And the physician can touch the old lame legs. And make him walk. I said, and make him walk. Woo! Hallelujah. I said, the physician's in the house. I said, the physician's in the house. I said, the physician. Woo! The physician's in the house. I said, the physician. The physician is in the house. Lift your hands. Stand to your feet. And let's praise him right now. In the name of Jesus, if you're here tonight in this service and you need a touch, I want to take the physicians here, and he didn't just show up just to be a spectator. I said the doctor's in and he's here for business, and he's here to touch your life. He's here to meet your needs. Woo! Glory to God. There's somebody in this building right now. You're in dire need of a touch from God. Come on in the house right now. If you need a touch from God, make your way up to this altar right now. We're going to pray for you. The doctor's going to touch you. The physician's going to touch you and make you whole. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need a touch from God. Come on. Right now. In the name of Jesus, come. In the name of Jesus, come. He wants to touch you. I feel in my spirit. There's somebody else. You need a touch from God. Hallelujah.